Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. On this week's episode, we talk about the candidate filing deadline and highlight races where incumbents find themselves embattled by multiple challengers and what it means leading up to the March 1st, 2022 primary election. Today marks the candidate filing deadline for Texans seeking election to various positions up and down the ballot. Though as of this recording, the deadline has not officially passed, several races are already crowded and several incumbent elected officials find themselves embattled by several primary and general election challengers. Perhaps some of the most interesting matchups are those of statewide elected offices. Republicans have controlled all statewide offices for almost two decades, and almost all of the currently elected statewide Republican officials find themselves challenged by multiple candidates from within their own political party, with the lone exception of the state comptroller, Glenn Hager. Governor Abbott, who was first elected in 2014 to the position, finds himself running against six other filed Republican candidates, the most notable of which is that of former State Senator Don Huffines, former Florida Congressman and former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and conservative humorist Chad Prather. All of them certainly have a daunting campaign ahead of them if they hope to overcome the significant name ID and campaign war chest that Abbott has. But some insiders believe the strategy is more so to try to force Abbott below 50% of the vote on primary election day, sending him to a runoff, while some of those same insiders believe the strategy is more to bring a challenge to almost force Abbott to support policies that pull him more to the right. Either way, it will inevitably be an interesting race to watch as the primary election unfolds. Abbott has yet to acknowledge his primary election challengers publicly, and has instead consistently used rhetoric targeted at one of his general election challengers, former U.S. Congressman Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. Another interesting primary is that of the race for lieutenant governor. The incumbent, Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, finds himself challenged by five other Republicans, which include longtime conservative activist and former president of the Texas Eagle Forum, Tracy Bradford, businessman Aaron Sorrells, and president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, Daniel Miller. This challenge is notable because Patrick was first elected to the position in 2014 with the support of much of the conservative activist base, and now potentially finds himself under that same base's attack. Another statewide race to watch will be that of Attorney General. The incumbent, Republican Ken Paxton, has found himself the subject of much tumult during his tenure, and he's currently being challenged by current Land Commissioner George P. Bush, former Texas Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman, and longtime East Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert. Since George P. Bush is running for Attorney General, it will leave an open seat for the position of Texas Land Commissioner, and already seven Republican candidates have emerged to include that of State Senator Don Buckingham of Lakeway, former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agent Victor Avila, activist Weston Martinez, and Dr. John Spires. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller finds himself challenged by conservative House lawmaker James White and rancher Kerry Council, while Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian has three challengers of his own, to include Dwayne Tipton, Tom Slocum, and Marvin Summers. In the state Senate, of the 31 seats, five will prove to be interesting races. In the wake of redistricting, Senate District 10, which now stretches west from Tarrant County, was made much more favorable to a Republican candidate. And even though Democrat incumbent State Senator Beverly Powell of Burleson is seeking re-election to the seat, all eyes will be on which Republican wins out of attorney and conservative activist Warren Norrod or current Republican State Representative Phil King, who are both vying for the Republican nomination. 2 weeks ago, longtime Republican State Senator Larry Taylor of Friendswood announced that he would not be seeking re-election, and almost immediately afterward, candidates started to announce their intention to replace him, the most notable of which is current Republican State Representative Mays Middleton of Galveston, who is also the chairman of the Texas Freedom Caucus. He finds himself running against current Republican National Committeeman Dr. Robin Armstrong. Since State Senator Don Buckingham is running for Texas Land Commissioner, it leaves her seat for Senate District 24 open, the boundaries of which were changed in the redistricting process. Notable candidates in the race include former State Senator Pete Flores, who previously represented Senate District 19, and former congressional candidate Raul Reyes. Longtime Democrat State Senator Eddie Lucio Jr. announced a few weeks back that he would not be seeking re-election to his position, setting the stage for what would be a general election fight. Democrat activists have long time been critical of Lucio, who was many a time a reliable bipartisan vote of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's in the Senate. The primary candidates seeking election to Senate District 27 include Lucio's former primary challenger Sarah Stapleton Barrera and Democrat State Representative Alex Dominguez. Lastly, in the Senate, the Republican primary race to replace outgoing liberal Republican Kel Seliger finds itself with four candidates, which include Midland businessman Kevin Sparks, Coahoma ISD trustee Stormy Bradley, and Amarillo attorney Jesse Quackenbush, who unsuccessfully ran for the position back in 2004. I won't be able to list all the interesting races for the Texas House because that would make this episode significantly longer, but I think the ones certainly worth mentioning are the ones where longtime liberal Republicans find themselves challenged by multiple candidates to their right. For example, Liberal Republican State Representative Travis Clardy of Nacogdoches, who currently represents House District 11, has three challengers, which include businesswoman and grassroots leader Rachel Hale, businessman Greg Caldwell, and former House District 9 candidate Mark Williams. Another example, Liberal Republican Kyle Cassell of College Station, who currently represents House District 12, has two challengers, one in Purple Heart recipient and Army veteran Joshua Hamm, and another in former Senate District 5 candidate Ben Bias. Another example, Liberal Republican Ernest Bales of Shepherd, who currently represents House District 18, has two challengers, one in former State Republican Executive Committee woman Janice Holt, and another in Ronnie Babatulos. Another notable primary election is that of House District 91, currently represented by Republican State Representative Stephanie Click of Fort Worth. She finds herself challenged by four others, which include Army veteran and former Republican Party of Texas North Regional Director David Lowy, former Haltom City Councilman and Texas Legislative Staffer Anthony Reed, as well as David Silvey and Benjamin D'Amico. Lastly, for the House of Representatives, Republican State Representative Valerie Swanson of Spring, who currently represents House District 150 and is a member of the Texas Freedom Caucus, now has three primary election challengers, to include the long-term incumbent that she ousted for the seat itself, Debbie Riddle. For an exhaustive list, stay tuned to TexasScorecard.com for an inevitable article where we'll do some analysis and the listing of primary and general election candidates for races up and down the ballot. I'll also be linking to a listing in today's show notes page. As we approach Christmas, I wanted to remind everyone that there will not be a new episode of This Week in Texas on December 27th, as I'll be spending that time with family. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on Texas politics and 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media, visit our website, TexasScorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.